Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston wants the majority of new car purchases to be electric by 2050. To get there, the city needs more electric vehicle chargers, and it has a plan for every household to have access within a 10-minute walk. But some neighborhoods have further to go to achieve that goal than others. WBUR's Paulo Mora reports.
Nicole Mushiro knew she wanted her next car to be an electric vehicle, or an EV. She wanted to do her small part to tackle climate change. But she lives in a condo in Jamaica Plain without an easy way to install a charger.
So I need to charge the car. And so we're going to the charging station that's about an 8 to 10 minute walk from my house.
Her strategy is to wake up early to get a spot at a public parking lot. When Mushiro arrives, two other cars are already charging. She gets the last plug that is available.
So that's why I have to get here at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Mushiro says this is the only charger in walking distance to her home.
There really needs to be a lot more charging stations to support the need that already exists, never mind that we want to grow.
And city officials agree. To encourage this, Boston transportation leaders created a roadmap outlining goals to boost EV infrastructure. The goal is to have public chargers within a 10-minute walk of every household by 2040. The city is more than 3 years into its plan and has relied largely on private companies to decide where chargers go. A group of researchers at Boston University wanted to see if distribution has been equitable. The Visualizing Energy Project mapped the more than 900 chargers in the city and found many are concentrated downtown. But Mattapan, Hyde Park, Roslindale, and parts of Dorchester could be considered charging deserts. Someone in Dorchester Center, for example, would have to walk 25 minutes to a charger. David Hsu is an associate professor at the Department of Urban Studies and Planning at MIT. He says it makes sense that the private sector chose to build chargers downtown and in the seaport area.
This is a response to market demand. And, you know, we know electric vehicles are expensive and we know they're probably correlated with relatively higher incomes.
The city does not map out where chargers should be installed or offer companies incentives to choose certain areas. Instead, one of its strategies is to put chargers in city-owned lots in areas the market has not invested in. Yasha Franklin Hodge is Boston's chief of streets.
When we think about placement, one of the reasons our municipal lots are such an attractive location is that they are very well distributed throughout the city, especially in some of our lower income neighborhoods.
So far, the city has installed chargers in 13 public lots. All are located in areas the BU analysis found to be charging deserts. The city plans to install additional chargers in 6 more lots.
It gives us an opportunity to kind of get a head start on placing EV chargers in places that might be late in coming for more of the private investment.
But not everyone thinks this policy will achieve equity.
Having the city say they're going to fill in the gaps sounds great on paper, but what does that actually look like in practice?
Sophia Owen is an attorney for ACE, an environmental justice organization in Roxbury. She says that policies that roll out infrastructure unevenly perpetuate race and income disparities. She also worries that building EV chargers could attract wealthier people and drive up housing prices.
Also, just how are we thinking about planning in a way that's not going to result in gentrification and displacement?
Owen says chargers are only one piece of the puzzle. The neighborhood needs electric public transportation and more financial assistance to help people buy EVs. And to make EVs work for people without home chargers, experts say fast chargers are critical. While the city has more than 900 chargers, most take up to 10 hours to charge. Fast chargers take less than an hour, but so far the city only has a few dozen of them, just 13% of its goal. But more chargers are coming soon. the State Department of Public Utilities approved a $400 million plan to develop more electrical capacity and install more chargers. Kathleen Connors is the president of Votrek, a charger installation company that has worked with the city of Boston.
I think you're going to see a sea change really happening in the next 24 months.
Over half of the money will fund workplace and public chargers like the one Nicole Muchero from Jamaica Plain uses. She looks forward to having more options, but she says the current inconvenience is still worth it.
I would rather be one of the earlier adopters to try to make it become more popular.
And to meet the city's net zero goals, a lot more people need to adopt electric cars too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Paula Moura.